Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to Mission Watch Live, another Messiah's Branch national satellite radio program. We are broadcasting from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Wow. Today's date is April 9, 2015. With Mission Watch Live, we are warning the world as it happens. If you need help with anything after this program, please call me. If you need prayer, you can call me for that also. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, that's an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. And you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Of course, you can find radio archives over there. You get to prophecyhour.com and scroll down, look on the right. It says End Time Radio Archives. You can get our radio archives at that place. Anyway, once you get over there, then you get, it takes you to a place called branch.podomatic.com. At branch.podomatic.com, they have some apps that you can listen, download to your smartphone, and so you can listen to it easier. Although both sites, without downloading any apps, is very smartphone friendly. And I hear that at least 50% of the people out there that listen to radio nowadays are listening on their smartphones. The wave of the future has overtaken us. Anyway, of course, I still don't have a smartphone. I got a flip phone, and so it's a real blessing, but you know, I have a flip phone, and if I want, I just don't feel like I need to carry my computer around with me. I'm on a computer well enough, so, but to all you people that use smartphones, that's a blessing, and I pray you stay informed. Also pray that you share these radio programs with other people, because that's how you can help our ministry, because you know, it takes a couple of thousand listeners before it affects somebody that wants to donate to support our ministry. But don't get me wrong, this radio program does support our ministry, and that's how we stay afloat. So, and while I'm talking about that, if these radio programs bless you, as you notice, we don't sell anything on this radio program. This is it. We have no commodities to sell you at all whatsoever. So if you're being blessed by this national satellite radio program or international program by internet, then pray about a donation for radio airtime, because those people at the radio station got to eat too. So pray about it so we can pay our radio airtime, and it'll be a blessing. Now a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will nor our guest's will. Because, Father, we don't really know how to do anything. You know how to do all things, and so we ask for your guidance by your Spirit tonight. And please give everyone out there ears and wish to hear the truth. Amen and amen. Well, tonight we have back on with us Tom Carey. We always have a good time when Tom's on. He's a minister and co-founder of the Church of God Ministries International. He's been an ordained minister for 20 years. Some of his responsibilities are to serve as director of operations, write a monthly newsletter for the mailing list, produce the quarterly magazine for the church. He also produces sermons and Bible studies. The Church of God International has ministers and small congregations scattered all around the United States, Canada, Trinidad, and Kenya. If you folks out there are not familiar with them, well, they're Sabbath keepers and biblical holy feast day keepers, I guess. Well, they're keeping the commandments of God in the faith of Yeshua. That's the best way to explain it. So, you know, they may be your, a lot of you folks don't like to, you go to Messianic congregations and you feel like there's too much Jewishness in there. Well, yeah, Church of God, International. That might be your cup of tea. Anyway, let's welcome now back Tom Carey. Are you there with me, Tom?
Hey, Pastor Dan. Yeah, I'm here with you.
I just got through watching.
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you just fine. You know.
Okay, I'm sitting in a hotel room up in Tennessee tonight.
Yeah, I know. You're out here. You're on an adventure. I'm going to ask you about that adventure in just a second here. You know, I just got through watching your trailer, I guess, for that documentary that you're involved with. And you were talking to Jonathan Cain and Mark Blitz and Bill Salas. It was really interesting. But I liked the part before where you were sitting on the bank of the river and you were looking out over New Orleans. That really impressed me.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. When we put it through the tie-in to Hurricane Katrina, we're trying to tie in the calamity that's coming on America, just like the Hurricane Katrina did, that the people are not ready for. And that was the focus of the Out of the Mouth of Two Witnesses special.
Yeah, and so let's go right into it. So what is the Out of the Mouth of Two Witnesses special for the people?
Well, actually, what we did there, we took a play on words, I guess you might say, because if you look at the title and you look at the cover of the DVD and the materials that we put forward, it's actually quoting a scripture, 2 Corinthians 13:1, where God says, out of the mouth of two, then there's a comma, or three witnesses, his word is established. So we began using the two witnesses, which we understand to be, and in fact, God says, even the moon, he says, my faithful witness. So I used the two witnesses as the sun and the moon to use those as the warning signs that Joel says before the awesome or the terrible day of the Lord, the moon would be turned to bloodness and the sun would fail to give its light. And so those events would have to take place before the return of Jesus Christ. And so we wanted to use those as a way of getting people's attention, because when they hear that, their first thought goes to Revelation, thinking about the two witnesses. And so we clarify right up front, but we're not talking about the two witnesses. We're talking about God's two witnesses, the sun and the moon.
Yeah, amen. Well, you know, it's a really good trailer. So what's up with this special? I mean, you know, tell us about the special and what's the format?
Okay, the format is we break it down into four sections. It runs for an hour. And it's really drew, an incredible amount of attention. And if I share with you the story of actually how we got on the TV, because before it's over the next 6 weeks, it has the opportunity to go to 280 million homes.
Yeah, amen.
On television. So when we did the program, we thought we were going to get funding from someone that didn't come through. So we had to gear back in the outreach, and it's being shown on the LaCie Broadcasting Network. Well, Mr. Summerall, who owns it, which is Les Summerall's son, who owns LaCie Broadcasting, has three networks. He actually came to New Orleans, and to our great pleasure, he and some of the executives of the LaCie Broadcasting sat and watched the entire one-hour special.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt when it was over, they told the representative, give me a call. And what they decided to do is to give us free time in the Middle East. So
really?
What they've done, yeah, this is almost unthinkable. Because, see, we had to cancel one of the networks because we just didn't have enough money to go on all three networks. So
right.
We were going to broadcast on Family FETV, Family Entertainment Television, and then World Harvest Television. And so we had to cancel the Middle East. So when he saw it, they went back, they looked at the time, and they're giving us 4 one-hour time slots free, plus 60 commercials to promote the special. And it's going to go to 200 million homes in 22 countries in 5 languages in the Middle East. So it
wow.
wasn't seen in Israel.
Wow, that's a blessing.
So the focus is to prepare people for the times that's coming, because most of the world has no clue what's going to happen because of abandoning God. Now you have a more intelligent audience as far as the people who follow you, because you keep them informed of a lot of events. But I tell you, I traveled last year for the fall festivals, and I talked to in seven cities in seven days, went to seven cities. You know, when I asked people about some of the concerns, the biblical warnings, the biblical signs, do you know that in one city I went to, not one hand went up?
Really?
And so these.
No, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Let's get a little more specific. Was these like, you know, you said you would travel during the feast time to these meetings? Was these Church of God meetings or other people other churches?
They were from, we had a lot of guests from other churches who were attending, and I knew the people in our churches knew about it because I had written the book, The Blood Moon Tetrad
right.
Perfect Storm. Remember that? That was about
Amen. That's why it surprised me when you said that not a hand went up at one place, and I thought, well, he couldn't have been talking to his flock or the father's flock because you keep them informed, I thought.
I'm doing a pretty good job there.
Excuse me for being shocked. I was just, okay. But go on. That was pretty
That's funny. Well, Tom, I've got to tell you, you're doing a pretty lousy job.
Yeah.
No, that's funny.
Okay.
So I began to wonder, so why in the world, why is it that people don't understand some of these things? And, Satan is so clever, is that, all my life I would never look at things with sun and the moon and stars and things like that because it sounds so pagan. So here's the irony of this whole thing, is that there's only a few, I can give you a whole bunch, but I want just a couple of scriptures that God said that he put the sun and the moon and the stars for signs. In fact, you go to Genesis, where it starts off with, he says, for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. And so if you look at the original Hebrew words, it means he put them out there to make aware or to warn, and the seasons is translated as appointed times. So, and then, of course, you got the days and years. So he puts them in the order of importance. So why we don't look at them is because when we look at history, Satan has taken those signs that God tells us to look for, and he's made them pagan worship symbols, and so we won't look there.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, wow, this is incredible. So when God says you look at these, and then Joel says, when you go to Joel 2:38, that they would be there before the terrible day of the Lord, well, we don't look there all our lives because we think the whole thing evolves around paganism. Now, it does to some extent. I got to admit, when people go into palm reading and tarot card readings and, those kind of things, that's absolutely pagan to its core. But if we just define the scripture itself, we'll find that this is what God says that we're supposed to do.
Well, amen. I totally agree. The problem that we have is and you can correct me, and I hope you correct me that I am wrong, but it seems to me that we're already in an age where people are getting further and further away from knowing their scriptures, period, not reading them, relying on others just to tell them a little bit, tidbits, teasers here and there, what's going on, and so they just don't know their scriptures, and so it's easy for them to be deceived, and when they talk about things like that's astrology, we're to stay away from it. Well, they don't realize if they just read the Word of God, astrology is a devil's invention to get you away from the fact that we are supposed to look at these things.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. God says he's named every star. He told Job, remember, he says, he was questioning Job, he said, can you loose the binds of Orion and Pleiades? And well, do you know that just in recent years, NASA has discovered that those two constellations that God gave names to are bound together through a magnetic pull that the two cannot be separated. So God's telling Job thousands of years ago about the constellations that he placed them there. He says, can you loose the binds of those two constellations? And so nobody knew what he was talking about until modern times, but they're bound together by magnetic poles, and that's what God designed them to be.
Yeah, amen. Well, everything he does is perfect, of course. So you put these things for us to see. Folks, it's just like these blood moons and all these things. If you were on any other planet in the universe, you couldn't see these things. These are specific to the Earth.
That's right.
Are they not?
Yeah, those Yeah, they are. And you know what's amazing, Pastor Dan, is that the more you study into these events, is that thankfully NASA, with the technology they have today, that you can track within fractions of seconds now the astral bodies and where they're going to be at, is that God placed these things in orbit who knows how many tens of thousands or millions of years ago to run the way they're running today. We know at least 6,000 years ago. And so when you put these events together and you see how they line up and they fall on God's biblical holy days, it's absolutely astounding.
I don't believe in coincidences at all. Well, you know, looking at your video there, you were rubbing shoulders with some intelligent guys. Not that they're any smarter than any average bear out there, but I like them all. Don't get me wrong. Rabbi Kahn, he's been on this program. In fact, the second time he was on this program, he said, well, we already talked about the Harbinger. He said, but I got something that I'm trying to bring forward. I'm just working on it right now. And he brought up the Semitah, and we talked about the Semitah. Yeah. And I always badly pronounce it. But anyway, and so we talked about that. But I've had Mark Blitz on here numerous times, and Bill Salas. Every time he writes a new book, he gets a hold of me. But so these people are in this documentary.
That's right. Yeah, we were really blessed. We got them all together in the same location.
Really?
And so we filmed 2 days. We filmed on 2 days to get them pretty much back-to-back. To get him onto the TV special.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
And we got one more guy that's on the show that he's not as known as those other gentlemen are. His name's Troy Duhon. And Troy Duhon is the executive producer for the movie that came out last year called God's Not Dead.
Oh, really?
And he lives in New Orleans also. And actually, he was my boss for a number of years. I had no idea that he found God.
Yeah,
I worked at a dealership and I ran a body shop, you know. So, you know, I was invited to a prayer breakfast, and they had some the mayor was there and a bunch of senators and businessmen, and he was the guest of honor. So, like, that can't be the same guy, but it was. I mean, after Hurricane Katrina, I mean, he tells his story, and we close our program as a program of hope to let people know that when you go through a disaster, you got to keep your eye at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And he created that movie last year. He put $1 million of his own money into it, nobody would touch it because he's trying to hit some hard subjects. He's got five more that's going to come out. And, you know, people want to know about God. They're just not being told in the churches. That movie grossed $100 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let me address that for a moment, and we got about 3 or 4 minutes from break. And when we come back from break, I'm going to twist your arm and have you tell us some of what these folks shared with you. But I present the news on another fellow's program today, and we were talking about how the churches, you know, isn't bringing anything forward. Why do you think that is? Why do you think their mouth's so shut? If they would have opened their mouth, it seems to me that we wouldn't have lost prayer in the schools. If they would have opened their mouth, you know, it seems to me we wouldn't have had all this over homosexuality, marriage, you know, and so on and so forth. What do you think is keeping the church shut? Why do you think the church is being quiet?
Well, they've taken a position to be politically correct rather than biblically correct. Instead of standing up for what God says and take the forefront and the lead that this is a nation established by God and we're not going to allow these things to come into this nation. Had we had the pastors and the leaders of this nation, they would have put the pressure on the members in the Congress and the Senate, and it would have never got to this stage. But because they wanted to be politically correct and they didn't want to offend anybody in the television stations, that once you talked about the biblical definition of marriage, you can just about cancel your program on TV today because they're not going to put you on there. And so rather than stand up for God, they have compromised the truth and don't talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. If they would have just spoke up before this tidal wave hit, and a Latin, which they allowed to happen, you know, it could have stopped it. They wouldn't have had to worry about standing up for it on their TV programs or radio programs and so on and so forth, but they let it go too far. A number hit me the other day, and it I think it was from Bobby Jindal or one of the politicians. They were talking, and they said that 80% of America still proclaims himself to be Christians. It seems if that's the case, it sure seems like that a lot, we're being controlled by just a few people.
That's right. We're being controlled by those who have, I call them the gatekeepers, and they're the ones who is allowing to get out into the mainstream what they want to let hear. And that's being controlled by the left wing. So I guess I'm not trying to be political. I don't know how else to describe that. But by those who are for, they're not following God, and they're not trying to follow the biblical principles or the commandments of God. And that's who has the ear of the television and most of the radios.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was just in a new book by WorldNet Daily, and it talks about the conspiracy of how they came in and through education and everything changed it. And I'm not yet – they haven't gave me the liberty to even give the name of the book yet because it's not in print, but it arrived here. But I'm going to be doing a really good interview on that where it hits the nail on the head where this problem came from. But anyway, we got about a minute, about 2 minutes before break. How can they get this DVD, or where can they see it at?
Okay, they can see it. It's going to be aired for the next two Saturday nights on World Harvest Television, 11 Eastern and 10 Central. And I don't know, they'll have to look at their local listing or their cable, or
right.
I think it's going to be on Dish. But World Harvest Television, 11 Eastern this week on Saturday and next week. And then in 2 weeks, it transfers to Family Entertainment Television, same time slot, and whatever's available in the area, that's where it's going to be aired at.
Now, what day of the week
did
you say?
And I hope they'll go to the website to see the trailer. Because it's a
trailer. A great trailer. Not to interrupt, but what day of the week you said, Saturday?
Saturday night, uh-huh.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Right. Now,
I'm writing
Sunday
all this
night.
Down because I'm going to put it on the thing. Anyway, give them the address of your website before I forget and we'll go to break.
Now, when it goes to Sunday night, it'll be on Sunday night on the Family Entertainment. So the first three was on Saturday night on World Harvest, and the second three is going to be on Family Entertainment, same time slots.
Okay, well, you better give your website. We only got 30 seconds left.
Oh, GUCW.org. That's godsunchangingword.org. Just go to GUCW.org. Make it see the trailer and the information there.
Okay, folks, two things. Number one, wherever you find this program, we're live now if you can call us live. But anyway, if wherever you find this radio program and archives, there will be a link to the website, and I'll also put a link to the trailer on it. You, when we come back, you tell us in 3 minutes if we can buy it.
Okay.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Thank you.
have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Mission Watch Live on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. And I'm going to give you an example about something that happened to me earlier this week when I was at the mission church. I was sitting out back, and, you know, I just got through putting my Bible up because, you know, I was sitting outside and reading the scripture where the people were at, Anyway, I was standing out by the fence and leaning there just, you know, soaking up some sun. And this woman, you know, there's always something strange going on because it's kind of a strange neighborhood. But anyway, this woman was driving by in a nice truck, and she slammed on her brakes. And I went, oh, I wonder what that's all about. And she looked at me and then pulled into the parking lot and kept motioning for me to come here, you know. And so Craig and I, which is an elder at the church, went over there and, you know, kind of leaned in the car window and said, can we help you? And she says, yeah. She says, I don't know if you remember me or not, but, you know, back a few years ago, I was real beat up and abused, and I had no place to go, at least that I could get to. And I had Nate, and I was just really messed up, and I had to get out of the neighborhood. Otherwise, I was going to be dead. And you gave me some money, and I was able to get a cab ride out of the area, and you gave me some money, and I ate on it, and it really just saved my life. And so now I'm a hospice nurse, and, you know, I'm doing really well, and I just wanted to tell you that. And then she, you know, she said, I want to give you a donation, and I don't like kill people's blessings, but she gave us a donation, and she said she was going to be back. Now, whether or not she does come back and gives another donation, you know, she said that her father had passed away and that she was going to, you know, make a donation. Now, I really don't care. I mean, it's not that I don't care. I'm like this. I believe in donations when they hit my hand. Because I, you know, if I had every donation that was promised to this ministry since this ministry was started, we wouldn't be asking for donations. You know, we've prayed with so many people, and we've seen them get miracle things happen in their lives and change them financially. But, you know, so many times people forget. But I'm not saying that for this reason. I was really blessed by this person's testimony because I turned around and told Craig, you know, this elder, I said, well, you know, and he's been with us for a couple of years. I said, you see, I said, it's people like that. We've been helping people for 15 years. It adds up in the long run to being thousands upon thousands of people that we've helped. Some of them with first aid, you know, walk in, beat up, bloody. We fix them up. Cold medications. We save their lives from freezing to death, save frostbitten feet. We give out Bibles, miracle prayers, all these various things that we do. And you know what? We do so without any kind of a budget. You know, we spend down to the last dime in our pockets to help these people because, you know, it's endless. Yeah, I know at some point if I had millions of dollars, I wouldn't have to spend to my last dime. But I don't own anything. I give everything of my life to the Father. And so my money is not my money. It all belongs to the Father. And so, you know, we're blessed down to the last dime in our pocket, you know, if the real need's there. We buy shoes. We do all kinds of things, coats, hats, gloves, food. You name it, that's what we do. People walk in and ask for what they need, and then we pray it in. You know, if we don't have it right, then we pray it in. And so, you know, that's why even agencies, you know, tell people about the Wichita Mission Church, because they have guidelines. You know, that you have to go in there and fill out a form, and if you don't fill out the form, just particularly correctly, then they can't help you. And so they just know miracle things goes on over here. Like that police officer said a few weeks ago that we were a legend. It's just because we do things without control. You go to a normal big church or something, you know, and ask them for a donation. And I'm not down in churches, but they're locked up in the fact that they can't just reach in their pocket most of the time and give it to you. They've got to go through a council of elders or some kind of thing or this thing. Well, at Messiah's Branch, we reach in our pocket and we hand it to you. If you need a prayer, we don't do like some ministers say, hey, here's my card, make an appointment. We just pray right then. So pray for us. We really do need your help. You know, we paid our airtime this year, and I know we have a lot of people have been listening to this as long as we've been on the air. So some of you folks, pray about sending in a donation. You could do that by mailing a check or money order. You can find all that information at prophecyhour.com, or you can make a donation for the work that we do. Either way, it's a blessing. If you can do it online, it gets to me immediately. But you know what? No matter donations, no matter what size helps, but the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart, that's where. Anyway, we're having a good time tonight. We're now back on with Tom Carey. Are you still there with me, Tom?
Oh, hey, Pastor Dan. Yes, I'm still here.
Well, you're a blessing. I always enjoy doing radio with you. I was telling my producer, I said I can laugh and joke with you, and we just always seem to have a good time.
Amen. Yeah, really. I mean, from the very first time. In fact, when we just introduced each other in the warm up, I remember you saying, "I wish we'd had this taped. It would have been better than the program."
Yeah. Oh well. Anyway, so you, like we were saying before the break, you're really hooked up for this film. Well, let me ask you the first question. First question is, can this DVD be purchased?
Yeah, actually, we really hope that, because I'm a lot like you. If they go to our website, our church doesn't sell anything either. Everything we have is given away. And what we did with this special is we stepped out on faith and we bought a lot of time. And it's very expensive, and so we actually don't have all the funding for it, but we went with it anyway. So what we've made available is if they go to God's Unchanging Word, they'll find a link to Quality Video Productions. And in that, they can buy the extended version of the special, which is about 85 minutes long, and we also have the full one-hour interviews with the guest, and we also put together a two-hour Bible study, given the biblical foundation for the things that we talk about in the actual TV special.
Really?
So if they go there and purchase those, that would be a great help for us, because we're still finding the funding, and the LaCie Broadcasting, they've been so nice, they actually let us pay on notes, like each month, put so much down.
Right.
To help us get the program out. So I was thinking when you were talking about the people you help locally over there, I wonder how many others you help, like people like myself who are small, to be able to get God's warning out. And because you have a program, I wonder how many others you help, like you've been doing with us.
Well, amen. You know what?
Bless you for that. Bless you for that.
Let me say something about that a minute. You know, number one, I feel that when I started doing radio, I'd already been, you know, helping the homeless and poor for quite some time. But, you know, I felt that radio was my heart is torn, but I felt radio was a blessing to me because I really enjoy talking, you know, like with you, brother, and getting to meet people. And so radio to me is a real blessing, just to be allowed to be able to do it by my father. So that's a blessing. So number two, you know what? I do a lot of research and reading, you know, and I have people like Joel Richardson. Let's talk about him for a second. You know, now he seems to be a pretty big name in some of these, with the things that he's putting out and the books that he's putting out. Well, Joel and I are friends. I put Joel on my radio program years ago when he had just did his first book with Walid Shoeback called God's War on Terror. And we developed a relationship. And so, you know, over the years, there's lots of people like him that, you know, I got them when they just started out, you know what I'm saying? And when they had just wrote a book and the book wasn't known. And so, you know, yeah, amen. I'm glad to be able to do that and help those people. And, you know, because I believe that I'm convicted, you know what I'm saying? This program, I'm convicted that we need to warn the people. That's what it's about. You know, and I'll tell them the truth. It's like this. And I do another radio program, like I say, where I present the news on. And we were talking about this today. The fellow was saying, well, I'll put out whatever I want to. I'm not worried about pleasing the people. And that's the way with me. The message that comes out over this radio program is what the Father's put on my heart, whether it's the person I have and put on the air or not. It's what I feel the Father wants. And you know what? A lot of times it's a hard message. If I, and I don't care. I mean, if the people don't like it, okay, I'm sorry. I please my Father. And that's what I'm interested in, is pleasing my Father. Back to you.
And that's where the blessings come from. If we ever veer away from that, then we've missed the boat.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, anyway, but you were, again, you were hooked up with, you had to come out of there with some information. You were hooked up with Rabbi Kahn, Mark Blitz, Bill Salas, and Troy all at the same time. What did you come away with?
Well, I tell you, what we was able to put together is looking at patterns, looking at history, and looking at hope. So I'll just briefly go back with Mark to start off with, because we can look at the Blood Moon Tetrads and we can see that historically, it over the last seven times, you can get all the way back to 167, 168, every time there was a Blood Moon Tetrad, there was a historic movement and change in moving forward in God's plan. You've seen it very actively by the time of in the mid 700s and the 800s, because you see the rise of Muslim and the persecution of Christians. And then historically, we got it with the information that followed Christopher Columbus and discovering America. Now, a lot of people don't put two and two together, but had that event not taken place, the persecution of the Christians and the Jews, because he was a Jew, you can prove that, and would have never had America and the freedom that God needed in a nation to be able to proclaim an end-time warning message. So you look around the world, there's no other nation that has the freedom we've got to do that.
Right.
And then you come to 1948 and 49, you know, and you've got the establishment of Israel in 67, 68 with the taking over of Jerusalem. Both of those events are key in biblical history and prophecy. Had those two events not taken place, you could never have the fulfillment of prophecy.
Right.
So here we are now. So when I was on the broadcast last week in Lassie, they asked, well, what do you expect to happen last week with the blood moon? I said, I didn't expect anything to happen that night. And that's where people confuse the blood moons, is that those are signs that something is about to take place. And so what we're looking at, and my concern is going forward now over the next 7 years, the events that could take place that could just wreck this nation.
Yes.
So when you bring it to that stage, that's what brings us to Jonathan. Well, Jonathan talks about the Shemitah years. And I tell you, if the people don't have the book, they need to get that book or get our DVD and listen to his full one-hour special. And he talks so fast, you get about an hour and a half of talk in an hour program.
Yeah, amen. I know what you mean. He did a presentation. You know, basically we get about 20 minutes of talk before the break and 20 minutes after, and he covered the whole Shemitah thing on my radio program in about that time, way back when he did it. And there was no other recordings out there about it. And it is still in the radio archives.
Oh, really? Well, people need to go there and listen to that. And in the one-hour special, we had the full interview. The hardest thing for me was to gear down these guys to take, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of each one of them and put them in to a one-hour special and just grab the highlights. But
right.
The concern we've got with the Shemitah is you can historically look over the last couple hundred years. You look at the Civil War, it was a Shemitah year. You look at World War I, 1917. But you can go back, and this is really fun. If your audience hadn't done it, tell them, make a note, is take the Shemitah year, 2015, and just get a calculator or an add machine and subtract 7. And then just keep going back 7, 7, 7, and look at events that take place on those every 7 years. And you're going to be shocked. You had the end of World War II. We had the beginning of the calamity of America in the full Shemitahs later in 1973 when the world began in the United States had the economic collapse. They had the end of our first war we lost, literally lost, was Vietnam. And also what happened then was the very concerning thing, and I hope you people realize this, is that was the year that the Supreme Court finally ruled on abortion in 1973. So here we are now, you know, 2015, and the Supreme Court now is about to rule again, this time on gay marriage. And it'll probably pass from all indication. Yeah. It'll probably pass. So you got 2001. I mean, we can look at 7 days to the minute, as Jonathan says, to the minute, to the hour, to the second. At the close of Wall Street, 7 days later, you have on Elul 29, which is called the Day of Release, the day before what pictures the return of Christ, you have the collapse of Wall Street in 2001. Exactly 7 years later, in 2008, by the way, I told Jonathan about this, I was traveling in 2007 at the beginning of that Shemitah year and at the end of 2007, beginning of 2008, and I'm running around the country like a crazy man warning about the economic collapse that's coming. But I had no clue, I really didn't have no clue how it tied into God's years of release in the Shemitah. And so when I heard Jonathan talk about that, then I just sat at my desk and I cried like a baby. So then it finally came full circle and said, that's why I had these warnings.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I told him about that in our program. So
yeah,
here we are now. And here's what concerns me. I don't know if anything will happen in this Shemitah year or not, but we've got enough indication for hundreds of years now, events have happened, and especially in the last two Shemitah years. And this year, it's on a Sunday. The Elul 29, which is on God's calendar day, the day before trumpets or the day before the return of Jesus Christ, which is pictured, and the ushering in of the millennial reign when everything's reset. That's 2 days after 9/11. So the market is already nervous. The volatility is picking up all the time. And we're in the same boat we were in 2008. We're hitting new records all the time. There's euphoria. Everybody's making money hand over fist.
Right.
Meanwhile, the debt's climbing, and we are literally in the worst condition today than we were back in 2008. But they're not being told that.
Yeah.
Being told that.
Yeah, amen. I just covered a news article that we're talking about that. From Forbes magazine, it said that there's four bubbles that they're waiting for to burst at any time, and the people don't realize it. And the dollar keeps climbing, and economists are looking for it to burst. But you know, that's just one of the things that could happen with this. Particular president we have, he has started so many, grass fires or worldwide fires, I don't know what you want to call them, all over the place that could explode at any minute. So we could get it in more than one different way. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I agree. I tell you what, and that's why I was so blessed to have Bill Salas on the program at the same time. We didn't start off with him because I wasn't aware of his books. But I tell you, when you look at his books, he's got one, the newest one that you probably had on your show. It's called Nuclear Showdown in Iran. And it's talking about the prophecy of Elam. And the president, it almost is like it's prophetic that the president is bringing our nation down, which is going to bring about the fulfillment of Jeremiah 49, because it talks about God bringing Elam down, which is Iran, and it talks about somebody breaking the bow. You know, what is a bow? A bow is a launcher. It takes something that shoots off an arrow. So what does Iran got? Iran is Elam, and they got rockets. They got the launchers. And, you know, Israel's not going to stand for that. Not even, it's almost like the president has forced them into a no-win situation that they're going to have to take a stand and do something, and may have to do it soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I believe when the Arab Spring started, in fact, that's when I started using trumpets on this program, that if things had changed. The Father put it on my heart, and I started using the trumpets, and then he eased up on me. But my point is this. I believe that the fires that are started right now in the Middle East, you're not going to see. I don't believe there's going to be a peace. I just feel that it's going to just keep escalating and escalating. And I think that these different skirmishes and wars is what's rearranging itself into be the people that are going to go against Israel.
Absolutely. And, of course, that was Bill's second book that we talked about, too, is Psalm 83, talking about all these nations that have this confederacy that rise up against Israel. And that's why the prophecy and the blood and moon of 1967-68 was so important, because Luke says when you see armies surrounding Jerusalem, had God not given Jerusalem back to Israel, there'd be no reason to surround Jerusalem.
Right.
Yeah, so you're right. You're absolutely 100% correct. I don't think we will either. I believe that we are moving to a time that this Middle East is just going to continue to develop the King of the South, establish and eventually create the King of the North to stop the King of the South.
Yeah, absolutely. And, folks, there's some things that we should really be paying attention to, like this. You know, basically out of the Middle East, the Islamists or whatever have already named it. They believe that 2015, 2016, they're going to see the rise of their Mahdi is going to reveal himself. They also believe that then you have Erdogan, I think that's how you spell his name, from Turkey, that new leader. Some of the people in their country are proclaiming him to be a god, you know, and treating him like a god. Okay. We also found that Joel Richardson pointed out to me that they're, you know, somebody has to be given ISIS guns and support and so on and so forth. And he says that it's Turkey. I believe that. But, you know, you're seeing such a massive realignment of things, and all these people are fighting over around the Euphrates River area, which, as you know, is really very prominent in the end time scenario. So
sure
it's like, hang on to your hat. So what advice do you have people? You know, we're sitting here and we've got the attention of a lot of people, and when this goes into replay, it'll go into all over the world. What do you want to say to the people? What should they ought to do for themselves at this time?
Well, they need to get their houses in order. You know, people, I mean, if they're still spending lots of money and buying new cars and buying new houses, I advise to take a moment to settle back and take a second look. And then they need to get focused that they need to be close to God, because when this goes down, when you look at prophetic events, is the only thing that's going to save people is Jesus Christ. And so they've got to turn their trust, their faith, and they're focused on God. And that's the only thing that's going to get through what's coming. You know, and I don't see the people repenting. So I don't
know
if it's going to come.
I think, you know, people call him their Lord and Master. I suggest that they make him really Lord of their lives and do the things that he says, just as he said. Because I don't see it. People, you know, I said earlier in the program, 80% of the people proclaim themselves to be Christians. Out of that, I don't believe that near even half will be actually saved. What do you think?
Well, according to Scripture, if you look at the prophecy of the people that were coming to the wedding halfway asleep. So if you took at that and you want to go literal translation, that would be at least half. But, you know, whether it's literal or not, I don't really know. But what I do see is that, unfortunately, from Revelation, is that out of the tribulation that's coming, there will be an innumerable multitude.
Amen.
That will be converted. But why would someone want to wait for that?
Yeah. Amen. Why would you want to wait? Exactly. It'll be harder. I'd rather be tested now before the other trouble hits, you know, than later, because the Father's always going to test you when you come to Him. Okay, well,
God,
I'll give you...
Judgment begins today at the house of God. So,
yeah,
man,
amen.
I'd rather be there than wait.
Yeah, amen. Well, brother, we're at the end of the program. You're going to have to come back on. Any final words or thoughts?
Well, if there's anybody who also has a program that, you know, like to talk about this and help us get the word out, you know, just give us a call or go to the website. We'd be glad to talk to their programs too, because I know you got a lot of connections on that end of it. But I want to tell you how much I thank you for this opportunity, because when I talked to you, you took the effort to immediately get us on to be able to time it with the TV special, and that really means a lot, because I know you didn't have to do that. So I want to thank you and your ministry for giving us this opportunity to get this word out.
Well, you be blessed, brother. Again, your website is?
It's called God's Unchanging Word. It's GUCW.org. It's really easy to remember. GUCW.org.
All right. Well, thanks for being on with me. Thanks for doing the film. I'll be sure and catch it, and I'll get me a copy. And when's your quarterly magazine come out?
It just came out last week. I'll send you a current. We got BB on the front cover.
Yeah, hey, well, send me a current one. I'd like to see it. Oops, so I dropped something.
You bet.
Anyway,
anyway,
you be blessed, brother. I got to let you go.
All right, thanks, Pastor Dan.
All right, be blessed. Bye-bye. Well, that was Tom Carey, co-founder of the International Church of God, Worldwide Church of God. Yeah, International Church of God. Yeah, exactly. He's a good dude, and, you know, he is trying to get the word out. I strongly suggest that if you get a chance to see the video, if you can buy the video, that will help them out to get the funding to pay off the production that they're doing. Go over there and look at the trailer. It's a really neat trailer. Anyway, folks, I really need you to pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help at this time. And we are trying, I'm also, as a sideline, I'm trying to raise $1,500 if you're interested, and I'm trying to get a video production that I want to do that will promote this ministry and warn some people. So pray about that also. But we really do need your help for the Mission Church, and radio airtime is not free. It costs us to be on international radio, national satellite radio. It costs money. Pray about supporting airtime. But I got to get out of here. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. We must remember, folks, that there is only one God. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to your Father. Remember to love the Lord with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is love your neighbor as thyself. Be a blessing to others, folks. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Lord our God, Father King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.